Darren, Kerry and Sky, weekday 6 to 9 a.m.
So high, 11, well, 10 minutes and 30 seconds before we get to 8 o'clock this Tuesday morning with Darren, Kerry and Sky here on East Coast Radio. And really excited to have to speak to our next guest. People from all around the world have shared and viewed a viral video created on home soil. The video in total has reached about 13 million views. It's got about almost 4 million on YouTube. And I liked one of the comments below it that read, a South African DJ remixing a Turkish man singing a Finnish folk song. I love the internet. David Scott, you know him as the Kiffness, joins us this morning. How's it, David?
How's it, Darren?
How are you, man?
Thanks for having me.
It's lucky to have you. Listen. Before we even get into your success on this front, we're having a Durban-Cape Town debate here. Is it the Kiffness or the Kiffness?
Oh, well, that's a very easy answer. Yeah. Whenever I go to Durban, it's obviously the Kiffness.
Yes, and that's all we needed to know.
Yeah. You got to watch out when you... You got to watch out when you go to Bloemfontein, because then it's the Kiffness, and that's poison.
Yeah, no, but in Bloem, they actually advertise this as the Kiffness.
Yeah.
I was saying I went to boarding school in Durban, so, or at least in Natal, and I had to kind of teach myself how to say Kiffness.
Okay.
I'm still trying to get rid of the
Of the
Because whenever I say Kuff, people look at me funny. Yeah.
I know. Unless you're in KZN, in which case you fit right in.
Yeah, we just understand you.
Yeah.
So everyone knows the Kiffness. You've been forced, you know, whether it's through the royalties debate or not being paid enough for live gigs debate, or just you know the 2020 being what it is, to go onto the sort of like online platforms, and you've done very, very well there. Some of your videos have gone viral, and other ones just sort of like, you know, just fizzle out. And this one, a South African DJ remixing a Turkish man singing a Finnish song, has gone viral. What's the secret? What's the recipe? How do you know which ones are going to explode?
I think you never quite know, but I think with this one, the secret recipe, firstly, is my wife's amazing dance moves.
Is that who's in the back? Is that the pro?
but then when you have a cat, have a cat in your video, like vibing to your song, that's the secret.
Is that your
that's
cat?
The real secret. It's just a random internet cat that somehow went viral, and you know the song was uploaded in 2018. You know, Bilal playing his drum.
Yeah.
And it didn't do much, but then someone took that cat and put it on the video, and then that's when it all exploded.
And that's it.
That's when I saw it.
That's the secret, though, of YouTube. Just add cats, and it explodes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's got nothing to do with my music or my musical capability. It's all in the cat.
It's all the vibing cat.
And my wife. Yeah, exactly.
Bro, just quickly, right? You and parodies, can you watch or listen or Google anything like a normal person? Or do you always like have that eye out on how can I turn this into something else? Also, before you answer that, that video of Bekicele talking about the beach, by the way, he says the beach. I mean, I'm still waiting for something from you. But anyway,
Yeah, I know. Some would say it's a blessing. Others would say it's a curse. But I can't help listening to a song and thinking, I could probably do this about it. I mean, I was even listening to the song before this interview, She's So High.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to give away what ideas I have for that. But
when people saw
songs... that's the follow-up to when
exactly
they get high. it's something that does come very naturally. As soon as I try and force something, that's when I feel like it falls flat.
Yeah.
And with the song Ivan Polka, it kind of just came to me, and yeah, I'm just glad that it's done so well.
It is the curse of the creatives who don't actually just get to sit back and enjoy stuff. We're always going, what can I do with that? What can I do with that? What can I do with
Look,
that?
Look, David, obviously, as someone, we just love going online. We love seeing your stuff, and it's all good and well. But at the end of the day, you are still a man who's married, and you've got a meme internet cat to support. And you are just one of many South African artists who, it's been almost a year now since our first lockdown, who have had almost no work. And I mean, you've been very open, and you've spoken out, especially about the royalties that haven't been paid out. What do you think? And I know this is a bit, I know we got you the nice joker on air here, but honestly, in this entertainment industry in 2021, what do you think's going to be the answer? Do you think that, you know, the whole laughter is the best medicine? Do you think parodies are the way forward?
Well, I mean, I'm very grateful for radio stations like yours that are part of an independent group. I think it's Kahiso Media, right?
Yeah.
And you guys pay our royalties. I mean, it's not that hard. At the end of the day, you play someone's song. There's a license fee that comes with that. And then you pay Sampra and you pay Samro. But other radio stations, you know, from the national broadcaster, they just haven't paid. And it's very unfortunate because I'm owed a hell of a lot of money and so are other artists. But really grateful for you guys. You know, I started this whole journey, I think, in 2018, not knowing that, you know, 2 years later, actually chasing up my royalties was actually going to be a massive lifesaver. And I've put all the info that I've learned up on my website. And, you know, it's just been amazing to see other artists, you know, following up on what I've learned and actually getting results. I think that's become more relevant now, more than ever. I'm getting emails almost every day from artists saying, you know, like, how can you help me? Like, I'm trying to get hold of Samro.
Yeah.
And the problem with Samro is, you know, it's one thing for radio stations to actually pay royalties, but actually getting them is a whole nother story. Like, Samro is really difficult to work with, but I've managed somehow to actually make it work.
Yeah. Well, keep fighting a good fight, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you're in Cape Town or Durban, it does become very difficult because I've found that I've only been able to get stuff when I'm actually in Joburg and I'm knocking on their door.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I've been very lucky.
Well, I hope some other people can find some kind of a semblance of the online success that you have. As we go out, please tell me you have your nose flute standing
by. What is this nose flute? I've heard so much about.
I'm watching you there with Bilal, and you've got your keyboard, and you pull out your trumpet and everything. But the nose flute, the kiffness in the nose flute, that makes my day. It makes my week, man. Do you have your nose flute handy?
So
can we have a bit of nose flute?
I do have it. I've got it right next to me, and I bought this thing at the Graham Sound Festival, like, I think 7 years ago or something, and I found it randomly in my cupboard. We actually moved in the process of getting everything together to move, and I found my nose flute. So I was like, oh my word, this thing's amazing.
Yeah.
And basically, it's like it makes you look a bit like Hannibal Lecter when you put it on.
Yeah.
But basically, you blow air through your nose, and then you change the shape of your mouth, and then that changes the note. So, like, yeah.
No, Scar, stop
trying. What song do you want?
What song do we want, guys?
Oh, wow. I mean, tell Bachman, she's so high. There you go.
Oh, that's a bit hard. It sounds a bit tragic, I'm not going to lie.
It sounds like you're drowning.
It sounds like someone waiting for royalties on the side of the road.
I think it is one of those things where you have to see the video. And thank goodness there are so many of the videos. You have to go and see this, the latest one, the Kiffness with Bilal, and the so Fro good. In the background, and the Vibing Cat in the front. We've got a link to that as well on our website, ecr.co.za. David Scott, a.k.a. the Kiffness, Durban Style, the Kofness. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep fighting the good fight, and we'll chat to you again very soon.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.